Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, March 1st, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump hammers Joe Biden, outlines his vision going forward. Democrats turn on Andrew Cuomo in New York. President Biden bombs Iranian targets in Syria. What is really going on with Lady Gaga and her stolen dogs? Also ahead, we'll analyze Mr. Trump's first speech since he departed the White House. And on that note, Mr. Trump addressing a crowd of conservative voters in Orlando, Florida. The former president using his CPAC speech to blast the Biden administration on energy, immigration, and foreign policy. Donald Trump teasing a potential run for the White House in 2024, saying, quote, "Our incredible journey is far from being over," unquote. The 45th president also focusing on election reform, demanding all votes be counted by Election Day and nothing beyond. Signature verification, proof of citizenship, and new ballot security measures to ensure a verifiable audit if discrepancies arise. More on Trump's address coming up in my message of the day. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo facing another allegation of misconduct as more Democrats call for probes into his behavior on COVID and with some women in his administration. Mr. Cuomo referring accusations to the state's Attorney General Letitia James for a formal investigation. Will Andrew Cuomo survive in office? Some say no. President Biden ordering airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias operating in Syria. The bombings were a direct retaliation for rocket attacks on U.S. troops in neighboring Iraq. The operation is Mr. Biden's first use of military force since taking office. Finally, the dog napping saga surrounding Lady Gaga seems a bit dubious. The singer's two canines were safely returned on Friday after a pair of suspects shot her dog walker in Hollywood. Those suspects still at large. The duo escaped with the pets, which then mysteriously turned up in a park a few blocks away. The LAPD is hunting for the gunman, the dog walker recovering, and the person who found the dogs is supposed to get $500,000 in reward money. However, there may be more to this story. In a moment, Donald Trump back in the speech-making saddle. Right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Donald Trump's first speech since leaving the White House. He spoke for an hour and a half before a crowd of 1,400 people in Orlando, as I mentioned, and he cranked that crowd up. He began with illegal immigration, telling the crowd and those watching on television that tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of migrants will cross the border illegally under Joe Biden's administration. Is that true? Most likely. Mr. Biden, as you know, has stopped the border wall, is not really enforcing immigration law as furiously as Donald Trump did, and there are caravans forming. Right after that, the former president said, well, 2024, it might happen. I might run. His quote was, "I might beat them for a third time." Of course, that means that his loss was fraudulent. That's what Donald Trump believes. Then he segued into teachers' unions, keeping America's kids out of school, and Joe Biden won't do anything about it because the teachers' unions support the Democrats with millions of dollars. Then Donald Trump pivoted to the success of the vaccine, which is an absolutely legitimate story. The Trump administration, through Operation Warp Speed, delivered a vaccine in record-breaking time. That had never been done in the history of civilization. Yet, he got zero credit for it from the corrupt media, and many Americans have no blanket idea how difficult that was. That was the strongest part of Donald Trump's speech yesterday, that the vaccination success was reflective of his governance. So that was a big win. Then Donald Trump went on to blast President Biden over energy. And I think that's a very weak point for Joe Biden, but we'll have to see down the road if the Texas disaster is duplicated. Then Donald Trump got into the cancel culture, saying that we, the Republican Party, are going to cancel the cancel culture. I'm not so sure about that. Cancel culture now is brutal, and it will take a lot of discipline, lawsuits, and legislation to knock that out. Then Donald Trump got back to the 2020 election. He said it was stolen by the Democrats, and in order to prevent that again, he laid out a whole bunch of things that have to happen by Congress, and I told you about that in our first segment. Well, Congress under Joe Biden is not going to do that. Democrats don't want election reform. Now, you can make your own conclusions as to why, but the truth is the Democratic Party is perfectly happy about what happened in the 2020 election, and they're not going to change things up. They want mail-in ballots counted a week after Election Day and all of that. So all in all, I thought Donald Trump spoke too long. He gave some stats that we can't verify, like there were more ballots cast in Pennsylvania than registered voters. We don't believe that's true. But he did galvanize his support, and that's what he does. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it in a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Joe Biden has been president for nearly 6 weeks, and so far, his tenure has been very bad for business in the news industry. Some facts. CNN's coverage of Donald Trump, his two impeachments, the Capitol Hill riots, and the election chaos inflated its viewership by 150%. Over the past year, CNN has not done well with viewers. It had low ratings almost for more than a decade. However, it's changed back. Primetime ratings for every cable news channel have plunged following Joe Biden's inauguration. CNN dropped a staggering 44% in 1 week. MSNBC fell 20%, Fox News nearly 10%. FNC has been falling since the Capitol riot. An analysis from the Media Research Center studied 20 hours of news coverage on CNN. It found a whopping 92% of all reporting was focused on Donald Trump and his presidency. The study also showed CNN featured 69 anti-Trump panelists in less than a day compared to 2 who favored Donald Trump. 69-2. The biggest drop in viewership now taking place during CNN's primetime lineup. That goes from 7 to 11. Among viewers ages 25 to 54, that's the advertising demographic, the decline at Cuomo primetime was the worst, the audience falling by more than 50%. Chris Cuomo's brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, now barred by CNN executives from appearing on the network because of allegations he botched the COVID nursing home situation, and now women are accusing him. So Andrew Cuomo can no longer appear on CNN. MSNBC has also lost a lot of viewers, but nothing like CNN. And here's something else you might not know. Americans' trust in corporate media at an all-time low. A recent poll says 56% of Americans believe journalists routinely report false stories or mislead their audience. And that is true. We can testify to that. Back after this. Thank you. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans. You can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.